Hey, welcome in everyone to Southwestern Chat. Mike Crow, the pastor of Southwestern Christian Church, with one of our elders this time, Joe Hardesty. Joe, we go back a bit, kind of a unique way, where the first church that I was at, your parents attended in the panhandle of Oklahoma.
That is correct. Little town in the panhandle. Actually, I guess that was the first church I ever maybe attended. Whenever I started going there, my older brother said that I was nothing because I hadn't turned a year old yet whenever he was introducing us to one of the ladies of the church. And so that was my first church. And so
somebody's been around for a while will know the Hardesty name from up in the panhandle or something like that. I know there's friends that listen to this, so any shout out to the Hardesty Oklahoma crowd?
Oh man. yeah, I know everybody there. I just now got over the I've lived half my life here now. So, you know, being in my mid-40s and half of it being in so many people up there that I love and haven't been up to visit for a while.
Yeah.
After mom and dad moved down to the lake, I just haven't, you know, had a lot of time to go back.
Yeah.
A lot of good people up there.
Yeah, really good people. So tell me a little bit about your spiritual walk. We always like to begin with, you know, you're an elder here at Southwestern Christian Church, been an elder for almost a year?
Yeah, that's right. We'll grad it a year because we did the confirmation in January. So January.
So a little over a year. First time being an elder in the church?
Yeah, so I was a deacon before, about 10 years ago, or nine years ago. I was a deacon for a couple of years. It's a leadership position, very much like the eldership, but it has a little different focus, more serving and being a worker in the church. Compared to being a spiritual leader of the church. I mean, there is still some spiritual guidance that you do as a deacon, but I think the elder position is more of a spiritual teacher, prayer.
Let me ask you, let's push pause there for a second, and let's go back to maybe it's Beaver, maybe it's Weatherford, maybe it's somewhere else, but tell me about personal journey. How did you come to know Jesus?
Like I said, that was the church my parents went to there in Beaver. You know, my guidance into Christ was definitely with my parents initially. We were in a Christian home. My parents were very active in the church. We were there as much as it was open,
right?
You know, I always say we didn't unlock the doors to let people in, but we probably locked them whenever they were leaving. But yeah, and so that church was a very central part of my early Christian walk. But I would say my family was a very central portion of my Christian walk. I have a lot of preachers that are, you know, cousins and uncles and things like that too. And so I had a lot of spiritual guidance from extended family too. But definitely my father, my mother, very biblical people, praying people, faithful, and they were faithful taking us to church. And, you know, I remember, so my baptism, my decision to become a Christian, an immersed believer, and decided to be baptized, I was at church on Wednesday night. My older brother had a friend that had got baptized, and they brought everybody in to watch the baptism. And so there I was as I just turned nine, I think. And I just remember all the joy that everybody had, how much she had. Whenever she got baptized, she came out, she was just, you know, just radiating joy and happiness. And everybody was so happy for her, and there was so much joy. And so, you know, I was like, man, this is something, like, you know, I want some of this. You know, I want some of this joy that everybody. So I started that conversation with my dad shortly after that. We spent a lot of time going through the Bible, some verses, and John and Mark, and, you know, a lot of the gospel, and just talking about what it is and making, you know, he wanted to make sure that I was making the decision for myself, and it wasn't just something I was, you know, I want this thing, you know, it was actually knowing what it was. And so it took, you know, a few months. We had conversations and made sure everything was, you know, what he felt like I was doing.
How old were you?
When I actually got baptized, I was 9 and a half. Actually, my rebirth date was this last week.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Happy birthday.
So, 1987, April 5th.
Okay. So eventually you move away, you grow up, you move away from Beaver, and boy, I can tell you how many people I've talked to throughout the years who have said the church in Beaver, you know, those people and the influence they had on us, not just as, you know, young men or growing up physically, but the spiritual mentors that were there. I think those small churches sometimes are forgotten about. And so I'm really grateful that you've had a good experience, not just with your folks. I mean, they're you know, top-notch people as far as I'm concerned, but the church there in Beaver has many people with different skill sets and things like that. So I think sometimes a small church goes unnoticed at times. Nevertheless, you moved away and moved down to, did you move to Weatherford right away?
Well, I came to Weatherford for school. I'd gotten married, had my kids, and then whenever I got divorced, I moved down here to go back to school to become a teacher. So wanted a good school. I have family in town. It's a good college here, and so it seemed like a good choice. So just kind of wound up here for school purposes. The plan was to move away after I graduated, that just didn't happen.
So are you a transplant, or do you consider yourself, you know, Weatherford home?
Well, when I broke the mark of being half my time in Beaver, and now it's been half my time in Weatherford, now that I've been here as long as I was in Beaver, I have to say that I'm probably from here now, at least half my life. So yeah. I am from here now. But Weatherford is home. It's a larger town than what I'm used to. You know, Beaver's small town.
Right.
But Weatherford, you know, I've been here for long enough that I can't seem to go anywhere without seeing people that I know. It's one of the, you know, it's not that I don't want to see. I love seeing people that I know. And I, you know, go out to eat, walk into a restaurant, there's going to be at least one or two people that are sitting at a table somewhere that I know.
Right.
And places either from college or from church or from, you know, when I was working at different places here in town when I was going through college and things like that. And so, you know, I've got to know a lot of people here, and there's a lot of really great people here in this town.
And it's not like Weatherford's a metropolis, right? We're not.
Right.
5,000, 6,000 people is much different than 1,200 people, but
yeah.
it's still Weatherford, Oklahoma.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you said you landed at Southwestern several years ago, I guess.
Yes.
It's been around for a while. So tell me about the early years at Southwestern.
Well, when I first started coming, they were in between pastors at the time. They were interviewing, started coming here. And basically, I was looking for a church that was more aligned with what I grew up in. And there just wasn't one that I was feeling at home at yet. So, and I didn't know about this one. My uncle suggested it. Said, hey, there's a church out there. So I came and visited, and the first day I walked in the door, first Sunday morning I walked in, and it felt like home. So I was just like, this is, you know, with that same kind of welcome and same kind of people that I knew from growing up, and just the people in the church that, much like the people in the church of Beaver, you know, you had people that were pouring into the church as teachers and pouring into the church as leaders that were, you know, just felt a lot like, you know, like my home, just the way it was. And so,
good place to fit.
Yeah, it was a good fit. You know, it was definitely small, very, very small. I think my kids almost doubled the size of the class that they went into, because my kids are only a year apart in age, and so they're most of the time they're in the same class and go to the same camps and all that. And so when we go somewhere, it's nice to have the numbers jumping up whenever they walk in the door. And it was great, and I got involved fairly early. You know, there were opportunities.
This was what, 15, 20 years ago?
Yeah, around 17 years ago. Somewhere
okay.
over there, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay. So you've seen a lot of changes as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We talked to Amanda earlier about some changes that she's seen. So you've seen some of the similar changes.
Oh, yeah. You know, like on Wednesday night, we basically had a children's class. We didn't have much of a youth ministry. I don't know if we had a youth minister at the time. I don't think we had a youth minister at the time. And we had basically just a children's class, and there were a couple of kids coming, and then I started bringing mine. So there was my two added to the, I think there were two that were coming at the time. So we doubled the size of the Wednesday night. It was all that was meeting at the time.
Okay.
And now we're a very alive children's ministry, very, very active and very moving. We have a youth ministry that is, you know, it's grown and contracted and grown, and you know, it's kind of, you know, the youth ministry, you have the ebb and flow in youth ministry because, you know, you have them for that, you know, junior high school time,
right.
And there's a window, and there's ministry on Wednesday nights. We didn't, that was not a thing until I'd been here a little while before we ever had an adult Wednesday nights. And just, it was all about the kids and youth, and actually we worked into some women's programs, actually started, the women were meeting, the House for God, and then we started study group MSG. So it's been a lot of changes there on Wednesday. The Sunday mornings are different. You know, we had a, we did traditional, and then we went to two services for a while, and doing a traditional and then a contemporary, and then we combined our services and kind of moving through the different things, kind of as we saw a need, I would say, and trying to see if we could fill the needs that we saw.
Yeah, I appreciate your heart. Let me just say that. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for your heart serving here at Southwestern. Wired in somewhat similar ways, in the sense that we're both a little bit windy from time to time. So I can anticipate this probably going at least two sessions, and so we may have to push pause and then do a part two or something like that. That said, what would you say to somebody that's looking for a church home in Weatherford, Hydro, Thomas, Corn Colony? We have people coming from all over. What would your pitch be to people that are looking for a church home? Why Southwestern and why now?
Well, you know, we are a welcoming church. I mean, we have people that are caring for anyone who walks in the door. And I think that's something that I felt when I first started coming here. I think it's something that I don't feel has ever gone away, that we've always had. Our church loves the people who come in the door. And that's something that I know I felt, and I know that I still see people feeling when they come in the door. You know, we want to have people who are, and it's not that it's like an official position of greeting. You know, we have people that just hang out waiting on somebody to walk through the door to say hello to you. You know, it's you know, that's a big thing for me, because you've got to love on people. And I think that's one of the things that we do. And I think it's one of the things that definitely still attracts people to us, and definitely was what attracted me. I think our teaching and preaching, I think we definitely have solid teaching and preaching. We're intentional about what is taught. I know that preschool on, we're intentional about what's being taught to the kids. We're intentional about what's being taught to our youth. We're intentional about what we do in our Sunday school classes, our Wednesday nights. There's a lot of thought and care, prayer that goes into, you know, what we do, so that we're, you know, actually getting the word of God and God's love to the people who come here.
So would it be fair to say that, and I'm the pastor here, so you can tell me where misunderstood or maybe have a grandiose view, but would you say that Southwestern is more a church that doesn't just be concerned about Sundays and Wednesdays, but we actually have some kind of relationship throughout the week with one another?
I think that we, you know, I know that there's people, you know, to an extent, of course, I mean, that I know personally that we wind up spending more time with people that we meet and, you know, have similarities with. You know, maybe we have children that are roughly the same age, so we spend more time together, or you know, we just have personalities that match or that work well. But I think there's also a lot of times where you have, I know we have people that have been a part of the church for some time that intentionally go to people who have come in that are new and invite them to go out to eat and invite them to go to meet, you know, like if you want to meet later in the week, or, you know, try to take them out on a Sunday. I mean, that was one of the things that for me, whenever I first came here, there were a couple of people in the church that, you know, they're like, we go out to eat every Sunday. You should come with us this Sunday and bring your kids. We'll go out.
That's awesome.
It was one of those things where it's just like, yes, this is what I'm talking about. Right? First couple of times that I was here, I wound up sitting at Pizza Hut eating with, you know, people in the church that were just wanting to feed into my life. And I think we still do that, where we spend that time and wanting to feed into people's lives that way. And go to kids is, you know, I've been to more soccer for kids that are not my kids than I ever went to soccer for my kids. And so, you know, things like that where, you know, I want to spend time with
just doing life together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, let's push pause there. And that'll close up part one,
right,
unless you have something, and then we'll come back to part two. How's that?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on Southwestern Chat.